Nous vous remercions maintenant.
The brothers married one of the Arayas. She's a Ktano. So if she was Kala Yacholo Lemayin Velo Miyano, so Rosso Choyletzes Velo Misya Benes. She's a Tzoras Erva Mid Rabbonon. And Mid Arayas she's not married. But Mid Rabbonon she's married. So the Moshel, if his daughter, Ktano, married his brother, or all the other Arayas married his brother, so the Halacha is, because she Yacholo Lemayin Velo Miyano, Tzorosa choyletzes v'lo misya bemes. Midereisa she's chaya beibum, midereabonim she's a erva, she patos the tzor. Frek di gemora akash. So let me say, every shura here in the gemora, lemaisa shteta di yisoydes. Admir. Bekol she yecholo lemayin v'lo imiyan, tzorosa choyletzes v'lo misya bemes. There's no way to do ibum. Tzorosa choyletzes v'lo misya bemes. כל היכול למען ולמיינו צרוס וחולצס ולא מסייבץ. פרק דגיבור, ותמיין אשתו ותסייבן. How you could say צרוס וחולצס ולא מסייבמס? That is no hater. צרוס וחולצס ולא מסייבמס. ותמיין אשתו. מאות ההיצה. She could make a meal now. You tell me בכל שיכול למען ולמיינו. The צורת doesn't have a brere. There's no way out. Tzorosa choyletzes v'lo misya bemes. Choyla yecholo lemayin v'lo imiyano. Tzorosa choyletzes v'lo misya bemes. There's no way out. The tzor cannot do yibum. Why not? Let the Mishnah to give a poshta eitze how to do yibum. V'temayin hashto v'tisyado. Do miyun and you can do yibum. V'temayin hashto v'tisyado. Fregin Rabbi Seinu, it's not so poshta the Gemara's kasha. Why? The Gemara is asking a kasha on the Mishnah. You're telling me that if the Tzorah is a Tzorah Serve, Eina Chanami, she's not a Erva, the Raisa, she's only a Erva with the Rabbanon, because she's a Ktano, Tzorah Socholetz, V'lem Yisya Bemes. Why is the Eitzah? T'mayin Ashto V'tisyabim. Let her to make a Miyun, and the man, she could be Misyabim. Zagim Be'achroinim, it's Tolu, if you could do Miyun on a Nafkemina or not. We had a Machlekes Rishonim, if a person can make a Miyun, the Hainu. My brother, a person is married to Isha, and he dies. And she wants the Mimayin, because she wants to marry his father. This is Rama Bar Yecheskel. So the Shaila is, forget about the Shaila from Rama Bar Yecheskel. There's no more husband, there's no Yibum, there's no Parshas Yibum. She still wants to be Mimayin. You could be Mimayin on an Afkemina or not. Tuti Rutzim in the Rashba in Kufzayin Amud Beis. If a Miyun on an Afkemina takes place, a Miyun is, I don't want the issues. I'm Mimayin in the issues. Maybe Miyun only helps, and when a person is living, I'm a man in the issues. Although even if he's dead, asido yibum, she's kukul yibum, she wants to be a man. But when there's no more nafkemine, when there's no more zike, it's time to be a man if she's a erva lemoshe. So the man, she doesn't follow yibum. So if she's a erva, she doesn't follow yibum. So she's stuck in meal bichlal. There's no parsha of meal. So one of the gemara is kashiv etemayin ashto. She's married. My daughter is married to my brother. She's married. And the Rabbanon, she's married to my brother, and my brother dies. So with the Rabbanon, she's an erva, and I can't do yibum. She patos the tzorah. For the Gemara, let her to do miyun now, and she will not patos the tzorah. She's not skukul yibum. She's an erva. She's not skukul yibum. The man, she can't do miyun. What is the Gemara's kasha v'temayin ashto v'tisyabem? What do you mean v'temayin ashto v'tisyabem? She's an erva gemura. She's not skukul yibum to me anymore. So, if you say that miyun on a nafkemina doesn't help, you only could make miyun b'chaye b'aylo, although you only could make miyun v'sido ha-zike le'ibum. But if it's no zike le'ibum, and it's no chaye b'aylo, you can't do miyun. So what does the Gemara's kasha v'temayin ashto v'tisyabem? Let the Gemara to answer. She can't do miyun now because it's no more zike. She's the erve on me. She doesn't follow ibum because she's a bitoy. I mean, she can't do miyun. What does the Gemara's kasha? So we have to answer one of the two tirutzim. That's a hand good. Although we could answer, and we have to answer, that the teretz is that it's muchach from here that a miyun on an afkemina helps, like the second teretz in the Rashba and the Afkuf Zion, that even if she was married yesterday, she could be memayin now in the issues of yesterday to be matir yisur kroibim, even that nothing is left of the issues, miyun now could help. Or the Teretz is that the Gemara knew, or was mashma to the Gemara, that we're speaking that there's more brothers around. If there's more brothers around, so she's skukalehib. She's skukalehib, and b'melech, she could do mir. So there's two ways how to arrange that to the Gemara. Other that it's mucha from our Gemara, that miun ona nafkemine, fado tzacha miun, even if she's an erve, she's not skukalehibum, she could do miun, just to be matir the erve. When I frag the Gemara with Tema and Ashto, and Memele she'll be out, she'll not be married to my brother, and Memele I could do Yibu, with Tema and Ashto. This is 1/8 of the Gemara. Although we're talking of Sidor brothers. So if the first Mahalach will have to say that it's Muchach in the Gemara that Miun Anan Afkamina helps. If we want, like the one Teretz in the Rashba and Kuvzai, if we want to say that Miun Anan Afkamina doesn't help, we'll have to answer that was Pasha to the Gemara that is more brothers. And it's not so shvel to say that it was Pasha to the Gemara that is more brothers, because the Mishnah says, it's all the same, it's Mashma as a whole family, it's Mashma as Sidor Mishpacha. Mele vans mashma sido brothers that's also the same out of kolaylom. Mele the gemara arrives that the mele you could do meal. First child. Let me get to the second child. Frank this is a kasha. Frank the gemara with the man. Cholish chol yomai vle minu tzarosu mut as cholitz vle misya bemes. Frank the gemara with the man hashto with this yabem. Tell her to be my man. The mele she was never married to my brother. And the mele you could do yibu. Frank this is a kasha. The Gemara says the cloud that we don't teach each other to be misyabim. And it's partially why we don't teach. First, people marry the Ketana, then she's meyabim, memayim. Also, she was never his wife, so he was still living with someone. Chazam made a takana that if the little girl in the head doesn't want, she has a way out. But we for sure don't teach her to leave. Chazam wanted to be married to my brother. They were some princes, they make a zakidushin. They gave her eitzah. What if she grows? She doesn't want to stay with it. There's a way out. But as a klal, ein melam di moisul lemayim. This is kashya. Rafulah regamliel de less le melam di moisul lemayim. So what is the gemara's kashya with the mayim yimur? So this is tuterutzi. Hayin lo itzim yibaylo, but from a yavam, yes. Ina mi porich de hechad, ina mi tisiyav em tzaroso, mafish mashva, da in lo takone. So this is avada, you're right. The gemara doesn't mean that teach it to me mayim, like losh la gemara ve temayim miyunim. The Gemara means you said tzoros ocholetes v'lo misya bemes. There's no chance that the tzoros will do yibum. It's not true. If she will do miyun, the tzoros could do yibum. The Gemara means shteitin mishne tzoros ocholetes v'lo misya bemes v'lo misya bemes. Amoli amolish. So the Gemara is asking and the losh shteit v'lo misya bemes is nishdemes. The Ritva in Kuf Zayin zok tapashta teretz says you don't teach someone to be memayim when the husband is living or when she's zakuk leyibum. Why? Because Taisa says Mchaya Bailo, but Nish Mchaya Yova. Taisa says, no, when there's an episode, Zika, something is left, Zog the Ritva, so we don't want to mess up. But if the person is dead already, and there's no Zika, and there's no Nafkimin in the world, and now, if she doesn't do Miyun, so there's no one to do Yibum to the brother, because he can't do, and there's no one else around. If she will do Miyun, so Bemele, now this brother could make Yibum to the Torah. So she's saving her husband by doing miyun. If she doesn't do miyun, no one could be miyad in the Torah, because there's no more brothers around. We're talking that there's no brothers here in the sugya. She's the only one. So we know yibum. The brother is not missing a wife because she's anyway he's dead. There's no zikir getting spoiled. The only mile is that now someone could be making shem la'achiv. Kenachan ha-mitzvah. For a mitzvah, I'd rather we make a miyun. I'd rather we teach her to make a miyun. So the Ritva says, when you don't do a miyun, when there's epis issues getting disturbed, so you don't do miyun. But if it's not issues getting disturbed, how about we do miyun? So stop, shteito in the Ritva, that is my mitzvah, that is no brothers. Meforosh in Ritva. That the Gemara is talking that is no brothers. And this is the reason he's answering Taisa's kasha, that we don't teach someone to be misyabim when someone else could do yibum, when she's kuka. There's nothing left, for sure. Why not to be mimayim? And malahafsit. So nochabot. So we have now, we go duch. We have a shaila, how are we talking here? Is more brothers or is no more brothers? And Taisa's taka, mistam, is more brothers taka. But in Ritva shtei taka, we're talking that there's no more brothers. So why, so lefi then, kum tais lefi the Ritva klore diburim, that the Ritva holds that you can make a miyun, afilo on an afkamina. So now, the Gemara with this Yabim with the Mayim Miuni, let it make Miuna. We ask, I'm Miun on an Afkamina. We said, other you could do it, other there's more brothers. Now, we have another kasha. Why you teach it to be mine? So the Ritva, because it's normal brothers. So the Ritva is the one that is melamanus in our sugi that we're talking that there's no brothers. And even so, the Gemara frek that kasha that you could do miun. So if the way the Ritva is learning the sugi, zog the Ritva that the mevur in the sugi that you can make miun. If you don't have kimina. Taste is like it was my in the sugi. I said, no brothers. He didn't answer like the Ritva. We'll get to it. No, no, Mamshik, there's no Hashur in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. So why she cannot do miuna? Why the Aloch is so Rosso Choyletes Velemisia Bemes? Why the Tzoros Choyletes Velemisia Bemes? Let it to do miuna. Leme Messayale, Le Raboishia. The Omar Raboishia, Memaenes Le Maamoroi, Veinoi Memaenes Le Zikosen. Raboishia said a Chidush. That a person could make miun. She throws away the husband. But in a Yavam, you can't do miyun. Why? The Lashon HaGemara in Daf Kuf Zayin is, Isho hiknu lo min ha-shomayim. While the Yibum fell me ha-shomayim, Isho hiknu lo min ha-shomayim, you can't take away the Zika. If he did a Maimer, Sagt Rashi, so you take off the Maimer, but she stays a Skuka. Now you can't take off Zika. You can Memayim in your husband, but in a Yavam, you can't be Memayim. So Memayim, this is the reason she can't do a miyun now. Because she does Zika. You can't take away the Zika. Lefi Rabbi Ishi, you can't take off the Zika. Zag Rabbi Nochem Azim. Lefi Nipshad, there is more brothers here. The Gemara is Mamish Poshet. There's more brothers. Freg the Gemara, let it to do Miyun now. Zag the Gemara, you can't do Miyun. When it's a Zika, Lefi Rabbi Ishi, you can't do Miyun. Rabbi Ishi holds, Memaemelis le Maamoroi, Ve'inu Memaenis le Zikosri. You can't do Miyun. When there's more Zika to the brothers, there's no way to make Miyun. You can't do miyun. So the Gemara is very gishma. So if we mind the sugi like this, it's more brothers. Fight the Gemara, if it's more brothers, it's easy to make miyun. So don't zike, make miyun now. So the Gemara, you can't take away the zike. You can't take off zike. Very close. But if we're learning like the Ritva Pshat in the sugi, that the Gemara is asking, it's no more brothers. Frag the Gemara, but to my miyun, frag the Gemara that even there is no more zika, but let him to take off the issues from yesterday. To be matter the kroivin. To be matter the, that she will be out of the parsha, that she will not be a tzoras erev anymore, and you could do such a zach. Zog the Gemara, it's a raya to Rabbi Ishiya, that hold that you can be memayel lezikosoy, but it's no zika. If it's no more brothers here, how the Ritva said, it's no brothers, it's no zika, she just is a tzoras erev, but maybe she partners the tzora, this is the reason we wanted the teacher to make miyun. So what does the Gemara say? Leime mesayah le-ravoishie that ain't me-ma'enes le-zikosa. What is the zikah that you have to be me-ma'en to? There's no zikah here, b'chlam. Say, leime mesayah le-ravoishie that you can't be me-ma'en le-zikosa. Where is the zikosa that you have to be me-ma'en to? This is the O. Zog Reb Nochem, who will have to, it's not on the end of the shtickle here in the sugya. You have to learn lefi the Ritva that the pshat in Rav Oishiyah einem ma'enes lezikosoi doesn't mean like bepashtas. Bepashtas Rashi says einem ma'enes lezikosoi zika is such a strong thing you can't take it off. This is for sure what Rav Oishiyah holds. Now we're talking that there's no more brothers, there's no zika bichlal. This is the way the Ritva is ma'amid the sugya. This is the reason they teach you to be ma'amid because anyway it's no nafkemine. It's over. Be'etzem she's a bitoy, she patah, she's ptura and ganzen. There's nothing more to lose. No, she's only patterning the tzor. So we wanted to be mine, then now you can make a yibum to the tzor. So the Gemara, if you're Rav Oishiyah, you can't do it. Why you can't do it? Rav Oishiyah says, I can't take off a zika. The Torah says, Rav Oishiyah said two chidushim. Rav Oishiyah said, you can't take off the zika. About it, this is what Rav Oishiyah said. You can't take off a zika. Zika is a strong thing. But in Rav Oishiyah is written, B'teich HaDvorim, another knech. Okay, I can't take off the zika. But why I can't take off, forget about the zika. Let me to take off Nesuim Kamoy. Let me to take off that she was never married Bichlau to my first brother. I can't fight with the Zika because Hashem gave me the Zika. But let me to Memayan and Nesuim Kamoy. That she was yesterday never married to my brother. The Torah says, this for sure you can't do Lefi Rabbi Ishiya. This for sure you can't do Lefi Rabbi Ishiya. Not, Rabbi Ishiya is mechadesh, even if you don't try to fight with it yesterday, try to take off what you have now, ain't my man is lezikosri. But Rabbi Ishiya holds, but let me to take it off me, kore, this is kalvachoymer that Rabbi Ishiya holds and I can't do it. Dainu, if Rabbi Ishiya will hold that I could take off the yesterday, So it would be a way to skip the problem of the zikr. I can't fight with the zikr. Let me come from the top and take off the whole issues. Kiilu she was never married to my brother. The Talmud says Rav Yishai holds there's no way to take off from the top. You only can take off from now. From now is Einu Ma'enes Lezikosu. So when there's no zikr, so even if we will say Lefi the Ritva, that normally you could hold, that you can be married when there's no nafkumine to take off the marriage of yesterday. This is on Rav Yishai. But Rav Yishai holds that you cannot do that. This is the source of the Shmaisa of the first chelik of the Gemara. So Nochem, to have it klar. The Gemara is asking a kasha, state in the Mishnah that the Erva is a Iktano, she patos the Tzorah miyibu mi the Rabbanon. Frank the Gemara, let her to do miyu now and you could do yibu. After that we said there's two ways. Other than it's brothers, other than no brothers. If it's brothers, okay, so you could do miyu, a normal miyu. It's a zikan, you make a miyu. If it's no brothers, the chidush, salkedaitok, that the chidush fake the Gemara, let her to make a miyu, to take off the yesterday. And as a chidush that you can make such a miyu. And after that we said that the Ritva learns that there's no brothers to answer Tesis Kasha, and Mameli said the Gemara Al-Kochach is learning that you could go when there's no Zika and take off the yesterday. Mameli Fahid the Gemara take off the yesterday. Masha'engelefi the Azar Rishonim, you can't do such a meal. We're talking Bistom and the Mishnah has more brothers. Fahid the Gemara make a meal in the Zika. Zog the Gemara is Zaraya that our Mishnah holds like Rav Yishai, ain't a Mameyan is the Zikosa. So the second shot is very Gishmak. Al-Kohu, the only kasha was, when is more zikr that is a chitimtza to make a miyun, like, do miyun? The Torah says, Rav Yishai holds, you can't do miyun. Because when you can't take off zikr. But if in the first pshat, we're talking without zikr, what's the pshat in the Gemara, leim ha-masis in the loike Rav Yishai? Al-Kohu, the pshat in the Gemara, leim ha-masis in the loike Rav Yishai is, that if Rav Yishai is two chidushim. One chidush that you can't take off zikr, and another chidush, that b'toich ha-dvarim shayit in Rav Yishai, that you can't take off the yesterday also. Mele, zog the Gemara, leim ha-masis in the loike Rav Yishai. This is B'Pshat HaTovah and the Gemara. Klo? Zog the Gemara, no. Be'etzem, the Mishnah holds that you could take off the Zikr. So why Miyun doesn't help now? Tzoras El B'Shayni, the Tony Roma Bar Yecheskel, Miyano B'Baal Muteres La'oviv. Miyano B'Yobom Asura La'oviv. Anu Mishas Nefile Nires Kekalosoy. Chanami Mishas Nefile Nires Ketzoras El B'Shayni. Zog the Gemara, we learned in Daf Yud Beis that Eina Chanami, the Miyun will help Le'achar Misa, and Mitzad Esvora, she will do a Miyun now, she's Oysa Yevomo, she Oysa Skuka, it's Oikir Le'mafreya, for all the Pshotim, the Loikir Avoy Shia, or Bevar B'Shas Nefile, before she did the Miyun, she'd look like a Bito, Memele, she'd look like a Tzor HaSelve, so people don't remember that it changed, people think that it's Mekam Le'haba, all the Esbeim, that we said in Daf Yud Beis, Memele, she patos the Tzor, even that she didn't Miyun. Posh the Teretz, so there's no Raya that you cannot do Miyun, Avada belongs you could do meal, but she stays also, she herself stays also nearest Kekalosai, but she herself for sure is also, and for sure she patos the Tzara because it's nearest Ketzara Sarve. That's the Gemara. Frek Teisa Sakash. So the Gemara brings a Braise of Rami Bar Yecheskel. What is the Braise of Rami Bar Yecheskel? A person was married to Isha. Reuven and Yaakov is married to Isha, and Yaakov dies. So now, Reuven wants to marry Yaakov's wife, but he can't because it's Eishes Aviv Lamazogim. So she wants to be married. The Gemara is going to Sfakel. Reuven was married to Isha, and Reuven dies. So she wants to be married that Yaakov could marry her. And the Torah says Nires Kekalosoi. She can't do Miyun. That's the Gemara. Nires Kekalosoi. Frek Teisves, so if Rami Bar Yecheskel said this Yesod, that if Reuven is married to Isha, and she's Memayel, Yaakov cannot marry her because it's Nires Kekalosoi, but without Nires Kekalosoi, state that Yaakov would be allowed to marry the Kalosoi. Without the problem of Nires Kekalosoi. Ay, lefi Rav Yishai, ay Memayenes lezikosoi. No, so fakel, Zog Teisves, maybe das is good for the pshat. But Rami Bar Yecheskel said, "Miyano biyovam asura le'aviv." Maybe forget Rami Bar Yecheskel meant not because nires kekalosoi. Maybe Rami Bar Yecheskel said because you can't make a miyun with a zikr because ain't a man is lezikrosoi. So what are you telling me? No, the Mishnah is the loike Rav Yishai. It's not a raya. The Mishnah didn't mean that you cannot do yibum because there's no mezikah, there's nothing left, or you can't be mine in a zikr. The Mishnah meant that you can't do miyun because Rami Bar Yecheskel that it's nires kekalosoi. Frank Teisus, if you see the words of Rami Bar Yecheskel, he didn't say nothing. He just said that if Reuven dies, you can't do meal. And our Mishnah also says you can't do meal. Our Mishnah says that if my brother died, you can't do meal. We're claiming, why not? You could say because Nires, and you could say because Rav Yishai.
So you tell me now, the Mishnah is not Rav Hoshea. The Mishnah meant Niris. Like Rav Bar Yecheskel. Rav Bar Yecheskel said the same thing. That if a brother dies, you can't do Mir. Because it's... The Tani Rav Bar Yecheskel, Mir no Bebal, Muter Es Lo'aviv, Be'yavom, Asur. Why? Because there's nothing left. Or because you can't make a meal in Zika, or because there's nothing left, it's too late, you can't take over l'mafreya. Avush state in Rav Bar Yecheskel more from the Mishnah. You're right, you could say that Rav Bar Yecheskel meant mitzad nires. Our Mishnah says that if the brother dies, you can't do meal. Why? Because it says, choletes v'lebis yabem esfayik digmor v'temayin ha'ashno. So there's two ways to learn the Mishnah. You can't do meal because you can't make a meal to a Zika. Other one is brothers, other one is no brothers, you can't make a meal to take off the yesterday l'fi Rav Hoshea. Like, oh, no, the Mishnah, you could do it, you can't do it because Niras. Like Rav Bar Yecheskel said. No, Rav Bar Yecheskel said the same thing. That if a person dies, you can't take Miun to marry, the father can't marry the daughter-in-law. Why the Miun doesn't help? Could be because you can't make a Miun when there's a Zika, there's more brothers. Or if there's no brothers, you can't take off the issues of yesterday. And you could say it's at Niras. So this is the only way to take this kasha. So the Gemara never found more in Rav Bar Yecheskel from what she found in the Mishnah. She had a Mishnah, she tried to mazmur at Rav Hoshea. She wants to say at Niras, you could say yourself. There's no right to Rav Bar Yecheskel, the Mishnah means Niras. That's fine. The Mishnah means Niras. But don't tell me, Chabarayef and Rav Bar Yecheskel. Rav Bar Yecheskel repeated the words of the Mishnah. He said, Mi ano beyovam asur ala aviv. Why? Either because you can't do Miyum because it's a Zika, you can't take it off. Other because Niras. This is Tesis Kasha. Namaz an innovating. לא יצור עשר ושייני. אוכנאי משס נפילה ניריס קצור אף ביטה. ומתאים אמינו לי דתיימד הרום בר יחסקל משום דבשעס נפילה ניריס כקלוסוי. דיל בתיימד הרום בר יחסקל גופה משום דרבו ישיר. דהיינו ממהן, אז לזיקוסו. ויש לו אימא. דהל כוח תיימד הרום בר יחסקל משום דבשעס נפילה ניריס כקלוסוי. מדנוקת אסור אלה אוביב. מדנוקת אסור אלה אוביב. מכלל דלעל משאריה. Why he said Asura Le'oviv? He had to say, Rav Bar Yecheskel had to say, Mi'a Nebiyovim, it's not Chal. From the Lashon of Rav Bar Yecheskel, Mi'a Nebiyovim, Asura Le'oviv, it's mashma that it's mutter to the ganze Welt. So it's mashma that the Miyun is Chal. That the Miyun is Chal to the ganze Welt. Just to the father it's not Chal. Al Kohor Mitzad Niris. V'itayim Shem Deinu Me'ez Azikosei Asura Nami La'alm. If this is the pshat, I have a kashif hakelt. So state in Braise that she's only osur la'oviv. And she's mutter to the ganze Welt. So state klar that you couldn't be ma'al lezikosoy. So it's a Braise de loike raboi shiye. If you medayek that asur la'oviv dafko, aber l'shara achim muteres. So it's mashma klar that the miun helps in the yavam. Mi'anu be yavam asur la'oviv. She's not a Yevom anymore. She doesn't have to wait. She's mutter to marry who she wants. So we see that the Zika is Nifka. Zog Teisvus. V'tiretz Arav R'moyshe Koyen. V'tiretz Arav R'moyshe Koyen. The Ike L'meymar, the Mayrik Shecholtza. V'lehoch Yishori L'alme, v'loy Mishum D'memayenus L'zikosa. Zog Teisarosh, the Pshat and the Braise will be like this. He did already chalitze, the hainu. Reuven is married to Isha, and Reuven dies, so all the brothers have to do chalitze. So Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, they made chalitze, and now she's memayin. Un avdem shteit that if she's memayin, she's asur le'aviv. So the reason she's mutter to the shuk because she did a chalitze, not because the meal takes off the zike. Un even so shteit that she's asur le'aviv. Why she's asur la'aviv? Al kochuch al tzniras kekalosoi. This is Teisus Teretz. As they said, the Teisus Rosh. V'tiretz Arav Moshe Koyen. Le'ikel emeim ad emayri kesheholtzo. Already. So the male is no zike. So she's not memayenes lezikosoi. Ve'lo'och yishori la'alme. Ve'lo'y mishum de memayenes lezikosoi. And even so she's also to the father. Why? Because she's niras kekalosoi. Frek tzach de veld. So how Teisus is maimi de sugi? She was choyletz to all of the achim. No more zikah. So Reuven died, and his wife that wants to marry Yaakov, the father, first she made a chalitza, she's not skuka to no one. And now she does what? And now she does a miyun. So she's doing a miyun. What is the miyun? She wants to be mutter and Yaakov. She wants to be mutter and Yaakov. How she does a miyun is no more zikah. is mefurish in Tosfos that the miun on an afkemina helps. What? If you're a Moshe, what? And the Tosfos, what? They said that the miun on an afkemina helps. No, well, Tosfos says that Sido Chalitza, says the Tosfos Rosh, was a Chalitza first from all of the Achim. If it's a Chalitza first from all of the Achim, she's not skuka to Noam. If she's not skuka to Noam, she's muta. And now she doesn't miun, and it doesn't help for the father because niras. So first state in Tosfos that a miun on an afkemina helps. So, I mean, but more from that, state that a miun on an afkemina helps, and even if you have oishia, it helps that she's not married anymore to the father. She's not married anymore, and mi'ikar adin, the father would be allowed to marry her. The reason she's also to marry her because it's niras kekalosa. So shtei two chidushim in Tosfos. Then we're talking after chalitza, and miun helps. Miun on an afkemina helps. Chidush aleph. Say chidush bei shtei in Tosfos. That even if you're avoshiyeh, be'etzem she would be allowed to marry the father now. Now why she's not allowed to marry the father? Because it's niras kekalosa. These are the two chidushim of Tosfos. Five brothers, Reuven dies, she does chalitza, she's mutter to everyone, to the shuk. She does a miun, she be'etzem has to be mutter to the father. She's also to the father. Why? Because she's niras. She's also to the father because she's niras. So we see a miun ala nafkimina helps, chidush aleph. We see another chidush. Not only that miun ala nafkimina helps, we see another chidush. What is the second chidush that we see? We see that lefir avoishiyeh, you can't be memayin lezikin. But after the zikah is over, if you want to take off the yesterday, you could take it off. Tosfos will hold two chidushim. Miun ana nafkemina helps, and also that you could have taken off. Without the din of niras kekalosoi, the miun now will help, that the father would be allowed to marry her.
What
about
the word niras?
No. Tosfos is trying to prove how we have a raya that even Rav Oishiyah will be masking asido adin niras, and Rav Bar Yecheskel will not mean Rav Oishiyah. Tosfos is looking for explaining how it's muchach in the Braise not to learn like Rav Oishiyah. Tosfos asked the kasha, maybe the Braise is Rav Oishiyah. Now we have to be left, and this is the last line in the last four words in Tosfos, that the reason is Mishum Niras even if Rav Oishiyah. Tosfos wants that this Braise, Lekule Alme, has to be Mitzad Niras, and maybe we're trying to explain that our Mishnah is the Din of Niras. And Tosfos wants that that Din is not the Din of Rav Oishiyah. So how that din is not the din of Rav Oishiyah? So Tosfos is given a chalitza, so the miun anyways no zikah, and the miun could take off the first issues even if you're Rav Oishiyah, and the reason you can't do it is because miras kekalosa. So mevur and Tosfos two chidushim. One chidush is mevur and Tosfos that miun on an afkemina helps. Miun on an afkemina helps. That's the first chidush stated in Tosfos. Second chidush stated in Tosfos that even if you're Rav Oishiyah, the whole problem is to make a miun v'nsido azike. V'nsido azike is a problem to make a miun. But when it's no zike, even if you have oishiyeh, you could take off the first marriage. Now the reason you can't do it if you have oishiyeh is mitzad niras kekalosa. Only mitzad niras kekalosa. But on mitzad niras kekalosa, even if you have oishiyeh, you could do it. As it's clear in Tosfos. So we just have to be mamshich, lefi them. So what is the Gemara's kasha in the beginning? V'temayin yivum, v'temayin miuni. Frag the Gemara in our Mishneh, make a miun now, make a miun now. As I frag the Mishneh, make a miun now. Why are you not doing a miun? Make a miun now. And for the Gemara, you can't make a miun lefi Rav Oishiyah. So lefi Tosfos, the only reason you can't make a miun lefi Rav Oishiyah because it's brothers. Tosfos has to learn the sugya so there are more brothers. If there's no brothers of Tosfos, even if you have Oishiyah, you can make a miun. So Tosfos has to be Maimid the Sugya, like it was taken Maimid. As there's more brothers, was Pshitah to the Gemara that there's more brothers. That's the Lechure, the Tzus to the Shmais of Tosfos. Lama Hetzachon the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah. Shisho Arayas Chamures Me'elu, Chutz from the 15 Noshim from the Mishnah, as Shisho Arayas Chamures Me'elu, מפני שנשאו אס לאחרי. That the שישה הרייס חמורס, the שישה הרייס חמורס cannot be married to my brother. ומילא, they don't part of the tzor. ומילא, they don't part of the tzor. They don't part of the tzor. The שישה הרייס חמורס don't part of the tzor. מפני שנשואס לאחרים. בוא נתפשט מפני שנשואס לאחרים. נתפשט נשואס לאחרים is, זאת רשי, they cannot marry the brother. Why they can't marry the brother? Because they're ערבה. The man that they can't marry the brother, because they're ערבה. ברמם פירוש המשנה is מויסיף. And even if they marry the brother, the kiddushin are not toifes, and the man that they don't part of the Torah. So the lashon ha-mishne is not as mamish medukdek. The mishne says shisha arayis chamures me'elu tzorosei emutoris because she nesuas la'achirim. So it's lav dafke nesuas la'achirim. Zog the Rambam pirush ha-mishnah is even if they marry the brother, the kiddushin are not toifes. So they're not married to my brother. But what is the chiddush of the mishne be'etzim? The chiddush of the mishne is that I would think that maybe tzoras erve will pater even shalei b'makim mitzvah. If someone marries my daughter, I'm not allowed to marry the tzora. So this is be'etzim the chiddush of the mishne. The chiddush of the mishne is that when someone is marrying a erve, she doesn't ask the tzora. The only ask of the tzora is if my brother marries a erve, then she asks the tzora. So sheish arayis chamuris me'ilu mi'mish nesuris la'acherim tzoraseim mutoris. Imoi ve'ishes aviv ve'achis aviv. Achoisem aviv ve'ishes aviv. Zog the Mishnah the second chiddush, and this is be'etzem the sugi that we're going to learn. Bechamay matiri matzoris le'achim u'beisilel oisri. Zog the Mishnah bechamay acholek of the ganze 15 noshim. Bechamay matiri matzoris le'achim u'beisilel oisri. So bechamay acholek of the ganze aloch of tzoras le'ov. Zog the Gemara b'meile cholzu. B'shamay poislim, while b'shamay hold that the tzora needs yibum, if she does chalitza, she becomes like a grusha. U'beisilel machshirim. Lefi beisilel, if she did chalitza, she's garnish. Why she's a tzora serve? She doesn't need yibum bichla. So it's an interesting lashon Rashi here. Again, lefi b'shamay be'etzem the mishnah is mechadesh tzora serve needs yibum. And maybe if you do chalitza, she becomes posel lekehuna. Beisilel holds she doesn't need yibum. Bemeil beisilel machshirim. Zogt Rashi. Cholzu atzoras min ha'achim b'chamay poisim min ha'kehuna. Shechalitzos o chalitza. Ubeisilel machshirim lefi shechalitzos om sheloi letzoyrech. Vehave kechalutzo min ha'nochri. Frek Reb Nochem, why Rashi had to add these words? Beisilel holds she doesn't need chalitza. So zikornish. Vehave kechalutzo min ha'nochri. Vehave kechalutzo min ha'kelev. It's not a chalitza, finish. You know, it's someone came. She doesn't need chalitza. He's not stam a person, he's a brother. But he doesn't need to do chalitza. Lemoshal, I'll ask you another shayla. It's five ladies fell a yibum. So you did yibum to one? All the four are potu. Then the other brother went and starts to pull off, makes chalitza. They become potu? About an ish. They don't need chalitza, they don't ish. Not only that, he did yibum to her. After a couple of hours, he does chalitza to her. She becomes possible. Nishke nochri zayava. Aba segonish. So why Rashi says, lefi shechalitzotzem sheloi letzoyrech. Because b'shamay hold tzoraser v'espotu, v'havi kichalitza min ha-nochri. Nishke oden, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah says, u'mosho le'mo'adover doime, le'ish she'nosan get le'ish es acher. Shevar elo poslo min ha-kehuno. Shenemar, Rami is a posuk that a person can't give a get to someone else's wife. That's the moshel. I'll say moshel to a person that just gave a cup of water to his wife, so she didn't become a grusha. Why she doesn't need chalitza? That's Rabbi Lochem's kasha. B'shamay hold. I think Vayishli is the mishnah thought that she has to write it out. The female b'shamay she's a tzor. She needs chalitza. She's posuk. B'silel hold. You don't need chalitza. If you don't need chalitza, she's gone. She's a cup of water. What is the mashal? The mashal is a cup of water, it doesn't pass. So Rashi, no. The mashal is, if a nochri would do chalitza, do mask him a garnish, it's a zeichen a garnish. So if a nochri stayed in Rashi a chidush, we have to know how much to limit it, but as it's mevur in Rambam, that lo yitzur, he's not a nochri, and he would do chalitza, even if the chalitza would not work, could we should become possible a kehuna. Mashal ma'adov, the Gemara says, if a person gives a bad get to his wife, in some cases, it's a reach a get, she can't get married. Zogt Rashi, here is no shaychus. She's not zkuka to him. He's nishkin mandoamak bichlal. Kul bichalitza balaylo, we'll pasu. Again, we don't know when yes and when not. Well, chalitza not with a sandal, yeah? When stami, he'll take off something else. Avadah doesn't pass. You have to know what is the Gdori. But Rashi coming to say, and forget, Mistome, this is the Tzorich of the Mishnah. What the Mishnah is coming to say here? But Shammai holds it, she needs a Yibum, she doesn't need. The Mishnah is Mamshir. Nisiyadbu, but Shammai, Machshir, I am a Seir Baba. Besilel Poistim, it's a Mamzer. He married Eish Esach. Aval pi she'elu oisrim ve'elu matirim. Dahainu, the kids, if the kids of the if this isha or this isha herself, lefi b'shama, she's a good isha. Lefi b'silel, she's married and her kids are mamzerim. Elu poisim ve'elu machshirim. If she married a kohen, lefi b'shama, she could marry a kohen. She cannot marry a kohen. Lefi b'silel, she could marry a kohen. Lo nimnu b'shama milisa noshim b'silel, ve'le b'silel b'shama. So the tyres were So be'etzem had to be that Bishamai cannot marry kids from Bishilel. Say, if I go, Bishilel cannot marry kids from Bishamai. Why? Can Bishamai they marry the tzoros? So lefi Bishilel, the kids of Bishamai are mamzerim because they married Eish Esach. So the be'etzem had to be that Bishamai, Bishilel will not marry kids of Bishamai. Afilu ochi zok digmore lo nimnu. Eilu Melissa is Eilu. Bishilel married Bishamai's kids, and Bishamai married Bishilel's kids. And the Gemara says in Yudalad Amud Beis, why? Mishum Ava ve'achbo sheyesh b'nei. Mishum Ava ve'achbo. They liked each other and they trust each other. So the Ritva is two halakim here to the sugya. We'll touch one chelik a little bit. The Ritva is in the Yudalad Amud Beis, the last Ritva in Yudalad Amud Beis, and more mefurish in Sukkah, the Yud Amud Beis. The Ritva asks us as a you hold that something is mutter. You hold that it's mutter. And you know that the other person holds that it's awesome. You're allowed to give it to him or not? Forget. I'm not speaking in a case that you hold that it's awesome and he holds that it's mutter. This is Nagat Alochashi. I'm asking a different child. You hold that it's mutter and he holds that it's awesome. You hold that it's mutter. He holds that it's awesome. You're allowed to give it to him or you have an issur. You're el chayit. You're rough passing that it's mutter. But he holds that it's awesome. You're allowed to give it to him or you're not allowed to give it to him. What? You have a lif neiva or you don't have a lif neiva? Zog the Ritva in Sukkah, the Pashas, you don't have a lif neiva. You don't have a lif neiva. Why? You hold that it's mutter. If you hold that it's mutter, by him it's not a avera. L'shitosro, by him it's not a avera. You're allowed to give it to him. What? Why Macy's? You hold that it's mutter. You hold that it's mutter. I'm not saying if you have a mistake, meret nish of them. Meret, and the tzad that you hold that it's mutter, the Ritva says, and you higia lo yirot. But you know that yenem rov, that is also a choshev rov, hold that it's also. You're allowed to give it to him, it's also to you to give it to him. Yes, Oimrim, but you're allowed to give it to him. Zog the Ritva, Avada, you're not allowed to give it to him. Lifnei Iver Lisiten Miksha. While he holds that it's also, he has to listen to his Rabbeim. So it's also to you to give it to him. As I pass in the Ritva. Frek the Ritva Abrazei. So why the Gemara says that the reason Bet Shammai told Bishilel who is the Mamzerim? Lefi Bet Shammai the kid is not a Mamzer, but Lefi Bishilel the kid is a Mamzer. Even so, Bishilel is allowed to marry Bet Shammai. Why? Because Abba VeAchva they could trust him. If there's no Abba VeAchva, you're not allowed to because maybe he's machshel you. What is the chashash of Bet Shammai to be machshel Bishilel? Is the isur to Bet Shammai to be machshel Bishilel lifnei iver leisiten michshol? And the Gemara is mashma that is a chirush. Afalpi. For sure, Bet Shammai er lechayid. But the Mishnah is mechadash. Even that lechura becheresh Bishilel cannot marry kids from Bet Shammai because the mamzerim they got married. So Gemara how talk? No, they trust each other. They were friends. Stop. When Bishilel went to make a shidduch, Bet Shammai had to tell him, "You're not allowed to marry my daughter." The Mishnah is not Mishnah Zay. Be'etzim Becheshman Bishilel has to be scared to marry Bet Shammai. Because Bet Shammai will not tell him. But the Gemara says, Leinimnu was such Ava ve'Achve that they were telling each other the secrets. They told him who is the Mamzerim. What? The Shaila, what? Shaila is why? The Gemara says because they were friends, they told him. On them, they're not allowed to. They're mechuyev to tell him. Because it's not lifnei ibel, it's in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is mechadesh Mishnah, they're not mechuyev to tell him. Just was a matzav, it's achva ve'achva, ve'reyus that they told him. Frank the Ritva, it's not lifnei ibel, it's in the Mishnah. It's an issue. It's an issue, and even if you hold that it's mutar, it's an issue. Like, you know, in Yonah the Yoyim, like, if a person is Seymach and Heto Mechire, Nishtar is a Zach, but if a person is Seymach and Heto Mechire, and a person does not Seymach comes to his house, he has the Issu to feed him. So if he's not Lachan speaking. But I'm Seymach and Heto Mechire. You have the Issu to feed the other person. So if the evil is it, then Mishar. Don't you know, not, you don't have to ask him if it's not or not. He's not allowed to give you to eat. Don't you know, he's given us Al-Kedaitan, he's allowed to. Zom the Ritva, he's not allowed to. I'm saying if he's Erlach. What? No, no. So it's even more awesome. It's even more awesome. Even if it's Nogia him that it's Mutar, he's not allowed to give the other person. So she's not allowed to marry him. He's not allowed to do a beer to his daughter. She has to tell him, you're not allowed to do it. You have a lifnei. Even that I hold for sure it's Mutar, if you hold that it's also, I'm mechuyev to be mafrish you. As I find the ritual. What? No. The Gemara says that he married a Muteris. Why? How he's allowed to? Maybe she will marry a Isu. Bishamai was friendly and Bishamai told him. Frank the ritual is mashman the Gemara that without the friend of Bishamai, he's not allowed to marry because maybe Bishamai will give him a manzer. Frank the ritual, Bishamai is not allowed to let her. She has to leave the house. If her father will marry her with someone from Bisilel, she has to tell him, you also. As maybe a person is evil, if evil is sitting mirshol, so the Ritva, a person has to stop the other person, the fi b'chamei to marry the other person. So the Ritva ateretz, v'yeshloimah, so the Ritva, that lo yhoyu machshilim b'yodai. They didn't tell him to do a beer. They told the daughter to get married. The shaila is, Lama Zogan, okay, they didn't do biyodai, the girl is doing biyodai. She's getting married. They only read the shidduch, Lama Zogan. About the daughter did it. Zogan the Mefoshim, the daughter bichlal doesn't know that she's awesome. The daughter's a bicham, I didn't know that she's a mamzer lefi bisila. So what? She's evil if neiva b'sheged. She's evil if neiva b'sheged. She's evil if neiva b'sheged. So what is muchach from here that be'etzem is a yisayid of the Palavit Sharov that is two klolim and lifneiver. Every lifneiver is two lifneivers. There's one lifneiver that every aveira in the world you're not allowed to do, and you're not allowed to be machshel different people in that aveira. I'm not allowed to steal, and I'm not allowed to eat chazir, and I'm not allowed to give you to eat chazir. I'm not allowed to eat chaylev, and I'm not allowed to give you to eat chaylev. This is lifneiver is itan michshel. It's called every avera is loy tase veloy tachshu. Don't do it and don't be machshu. But it's midinei avera. As another lifneiver, at eitzah she'eino egenes. The meister, the other person was sitting in Gehenna because of you. At eitzah she'eino egenes, you're not allowed to give him a eitzah she'eino egenes. Melekum teisazim. If you hold that it's muter, the first lifneiver is not shaykh. If you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to be machshil in it. Als you aloche, you're allowed to eat it, and you're allowed to be machshil. I mean, by you, this is nishken isu. So it doesn't have an isu to eat it, and it doesn't have an isu to be machshil in it. No vas. The ma'aseh, the other person, while his rabbonim passing that it's also to him, if he's over on it, he'll be having gehenna. By him, it's a eitzah she'eino egenes. He's not allowed to eat it. Av then the teretz is, als eitzah she'eino egenes, while they're not doing it b'yodayim, and more from that, while the daughter is a shoygeg, so she doesn't know that she's doing Eitzah She'eino Egenes. So it's not called Eitzah She'eino Egenes. Eitzah She'eino Egenes is Nochamol. The lifneiver mitzad ha'aveira that is a isur to be machshil, while I hold that it's muter, I don't have that lifneiver. The same thing, I'm allowed to eat it, I'm allowed to feed someone else. No, it's another isur, mitzad him. I'm machshil him be'Eitzah She'eino Egenes. It's not good for him. As if I'm not allowed to make a boir, I'm marshaling him be'Eitzah She'eino Egenes. But then the Torah says, if the daughter doesn't know that she's machshil, a eitzah she'eino egenes is only if you know that you do a eitzah she'eino egenes. Someone gives you advice to buy something, and granted, it's not a good thing to buy. If he didn't know that it's not a good thing, is that oivel lifnei yivah b'shegeg? But it's an inyan rochav. But I want to go beikar to unzer sugya. Lama mamshach the gemara. What was that? Omar Rav Shimon ben Pasi. My time at the Beit Shammai. Why Beit Shammai don't hold that tzorah patas erve patas the tzorah? Zog the gemara d'chstiv lo yisiyah eishes ameis chutza liyizo chutza michlal deikar pnimis. So teis shtol. The gemara be'etzem is a very shveri gemara. We the ganze yevomes till now we looked for a mokor that tzorah is potur meivu litzroy. Beit Shammai just don't hold from litzroy. My time in the Beis Hillel, Beis David Gimel. Beit Shammai, don't hold from it. So Tesis says, Einachanami, this is the Emes Teret, which is the Gemara is explaining why Beit Shammai didn't want to darshan Litzrei. While they had a raya from a posuk that it's fakilu, someone is up, is a posuk in the Teret to Megale not to darshan Litzrei. But be'etzem you don't need a mocker to Beit Shammai. The one that holds that Tzorah Erva is potu, Rebbe, Velokcho. Be'etzem is Tzorah is not potu. You need a drasha to pato Tzorah. But the Gemara says, my time in the Beit Shammai that it didn't darshan that drosha, and after them zog the Gemara. So that was in the Gemara. Omar Rav Shimon ben Pasi, my time in the Beit Shammai, the Sivu Yisiyah, Yish Sameis, Chutzo, Yish Zor, Chutzo, Michal, Dei Kopnimis. Omar Rachmon, Eloi Tir, ובסיל מבול לכן רבי יהודה אמר רב, דאמר רבי יהודה אמר רב, נעין של קידוש עם תפסים ביבום השנמר, לא יתיר, יש תמייס לחוץ או לאזור. לא יתיר בו יבי על אזור. ובית שם הם מקסיב לחוץ, חוץ הקסיב. ובסיל לקיים ונכסיב חוץ. כמה נכסיב לחוץ דומי? נתני רב נחם יואימר כל טבע שצריך עולם את בתחילוסו, הידל הקוס ובהי בסויפו. תודה רבי שמול כאן אלי מלימו, מחנים, מחניימו, מצרים, מצרים, מדבסיימו, יושלימו. זוג דגמור בית שמה את רב יהודה אומר רב אינון לו דן אין קידוש עם טייפסים ביבוא מלעסוק מלאי זור נפקה ובשיל עולם יטפק למלאי זור אין לכן עמי חוצה לא מלאי לרבי סערוסו וידו מחוצה החוצה וידו חוצה החוצה לא משמע לו So the first one that Omar holds, the reason Beit Shammai don't hold from Tzorah Zerve, why they didn't dash in the Pasuk from Litzroel, because they had a Pasuk that is Megale, that the Erve doesn't part of the Tzorah. So even Misvore was Mistabo to dash in Litzroel, they have a Droshe, not to part of the Tzorah. Rove Oma. I want Bezim to tell the first kasha though on Rove as we can gain more in Arai to the Sugi. So we're looking for a mocker, why Beit Shammai don't hold the Tzorah patos, Erbe patos the Tzorah. So again, Avad is a Litzor, is a Droshe, but Teis explains why they don't like the Droshe. So one reason is why they didn't dash the Droshe, because they have a Pasuk. Rove says it's a Svore. Ta'amayu the Beit Shammai, the Ein Isur Chalal Isur. The Ein Isur Chalal Isur. Tein Arecha de Nosu Mes V'Achakach Nosu Chai Lo Yosi Isur Achus Isha V'Chai La Isur Eish Esach Elo Nosu Chai V'Achakach Nosu Mes Achus Isha Kodim Mor Keiman De Lo Yosi Isur Eish Esach V'Chai La Isur Achus Isha Hav Le Tzor Aser V'Shleim Mokim Mitzvah V'Shav So lo B'maz B'de Gemora Lo Dabit My Ta'amai V'de Beit Shammai Ein Isur Chalal Isur So Rashi explains the Gemora like this It's two cases Was taken the normal case. My daughter marries my brother. My aunt marries my brother. My mother marries my brother. So then my brother dies, so I can't do yibum to her, and I can't do yibum to the tzor. Zok Beit Shammai, while she's my daughter, so she never became Eshesach. While she's my mother, she never became Eshesach. So the marriage is Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah. Only if she's Eshesach, she could pat on the tzor. But if she's not a Yishasar, she cannot part of the Tzorah. Val Ein Yisur Chalal Yisur, so she was never called a Yishasar. She's never called a Yishasar, she's called Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah. So remember, she can't part of the Tzorah. This is Tamayi de Beit Shammai. So again, why my daughter married my brother, my mother married my brother, all of these cases, the Yisur of the mother, the Yisur of the daughter is before, and while the Yisur of the daughter and the Yisur of the mother is before, remember the Yishasar is never Chal, So while the Yishasach is never chal, the man she's called the Erve Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah. And while she's the Erve Shalei B'Mokim Mitzvah, the man she doesn't part of the Tzor. Okay, this is one case. Now is another case. Fakel. My brother married a lady. Everything is okay. She's a Yishasach. I went and I married her sister. So now my brother's wife became a Chos Isha. Now when she dies, why I can't do Yibum? Here you can already answer that the Yishasach is not chal. My brother married a Isha.
Then I went and I married her sister. Now when my brother dies, she's already a Shesach. So why she doesn't part on the Torah? So the Gemara, there's a second reason. Like the Achrisisha was not Chal. Well, she was already a Shesach. So the Isur Achrisisha is not Chal. So she's not an Elvet. So she can't part on the Torah. So the answer, we have two reasons. If someone asks us, if you be Chamai, why the Elvet doesn't part on the Torah? So it's divided into two. In the case that it's Bita Imoy, all the cases that the Erva was before my brother married her, the reason it doesn't part of the Torah is because she was an Erva, so the Ishisach is not Chal, she's called Shalevi Mokim Mitzvah. In the case the other way around, that she was a Ishisach, and then I married a sister. So now she became a Chisisha. So why she doesn't part of the Torah? The reason she doesn't part of the Torah is because the Isur is not Chal. Let me send the Losh Nagamor inside. Rove Omar Tamayu de Bichamai de Ein Isur Chal al Isur. So the Gemara starts from the second case. Teilach echad enosu meis, v'achar kach nosu chai, lo yosi isur achis isho v'chai, la isur eish asach. So b'meile, she's not achis isho, so she can't patter the Torah. Elo nosu chai, v'achar kach nosu meis, achis isho kodim. Or bito, in all the cases, zog the Gemara, keivon de lo yosi isur eish asach, v'chai la isur achis isho, hav nitzor asar v'shleim mokim mitzvah v'sharye. That's the Gemara. Now, there's two things that we have to be masbir. We'll see, there's a Choshev Ramban here, Teisves, Teisves Yeshonim. The Gemara here needs Pshat. First, we have to know what is Machlekes Bisilil and Bishama. Not Mistaba that Bisilil hold Isu Chalaliso and Bishama hold any Isu Chalaliso. But the problem is like this. If we read the Gemara Kipshuta like we read it now, so someone asks us, why Erva doesn't patter Lefi B'chamai? We say like this. If the Erva was first, the Yishisach is not Chal, Shalei B'mokim Mitzvah. If the Yishisach is first, the Erva is not Chal. So B'chlal she can't patter. Two Shein is Achen. And what's B'silil Hal? So B'silil Acholik, two different Machlekes B'chamai? If you tell me B'silil Hal, Isu Chal Alisu, and Machlekes in Gan Chas, say, what's that, Mistada? So I hear Lamosh in the first case. You say that because that the bito is chal, so the ishisach is not chal. It's called shalei b'mokim mitzvah. No, and they still hold that this is called b'mokim mitzvah. Lemaisa, she's married to my brother. It's not ishisach, but it's called b'mokim mitzvah. It's called shalei b'mokim mitzvah. They still hold that it's called b'mokim mitzvah. I hear. Now the second machlek is it's a different problem. She's a ishisach. The erva is not chal. What's they still hold? So what? So what is that? Is a machlek is they still in b'shamay if the erva passes the tzora or not? And now in every one you have a different esbel. And one Erva is such a Tzvei Machleikizim, you come into Ein Beis HaSofek. We have to find if it's a Lomdus, there will be one Lomdus in B'chamai that this Bisilil are not masking. And if when we read the Gemara, Lefi Pshutei Shal Gemara, L'chu is two different Esberim. Why when the Bita was first, it doesn't part of the Tzora? Because the Yishisach is not Chal, Shalei Mokim Mitzvah. What Bisilil hold? It's called Mokim Mitzvah. Why when the Yishisach was first and the Erva is Chal later? No, the Erva is not Chal. What's Chal Bisilil? Mitle Tole V'Koy. Don't be that masbir good, the machlekes. So ich betak, I want to be masbir the whole sugya tomorrow. If we masbir the whole sugya, we could start taking to Erek Sheni. To see good the taste was here. The taste is the Bura Masri, the Le'osi Isu Achis Isho V'chayil. And as the taste is in Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, we already saw the taste is Apol Mol. Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the last taste was. And the Ramban and the sugya, Be'ezus Hashem, the svara will be pashtus. The mele father didn't make sense. No way. So mele he didn't dash it.
The
Hebrew
so what can we do?
This is college. So listen, this was the point. But Hashem said, no, this is the first day. If a Hebrew will say, so you'll be wrong in any scenario.
No, but we had a
chutzah. This is the first talent.
Right, I understand.
Rabbi doesn't say that.
I don't understand.
Rabbi holds us, it started from the svar.
It's a chalik, so that's
why we don't dash litzor. Right. Because litzor will not make sense to the rules that we know.
Because you will never have a chance to
do it. Right.
I understand that.
So, but if I don't have a brere, if litzor, I don't have a brere, so Hashem told me I'm wrong in any svar.
If I was supposed to be litzor, I would never say
fatah. I mean to say, that one out.
I mean to say, I would dash litzor. Thank you.